BBC Audio presents Doctor Who. The Crotons by Terence Dix. Read by Fraser Hines. Chapter 1. A Candidate for Death. In the gloomy, cavernous underground hall of learning, the assembled Gons were waiting. They stood in ranks before the huge, outward-curving silver wall that formed the far end of the hall. In the centre of the wall, a ramp led up to a closed, sliding door. There was a hush of expectation in the shadowed hall. When the ceremony was concluded, one or two privileged students, the brightest and best, would pass through that door, achieving the greatest honour known to the people of the Gons. They would become companions of the Crotons, and they would never be seen again. Celrys, leader of the Council of the Gons, stood waiting impassively by the message place in the silver wall, the gleaming breastplate of his office making him stand out from his fellow Gons in their drab, one-piece coveralls. His craggy, weathered face and steel-grey hair showed him to be somewhere in his mid-50s, yet for all his years, Celrys stood as hard and massive as one of the rock pillars that supported the roof of the hall. A mild man, until roused to anger, he was perfectly prepared to defend his authority with the stone fighting axe that every adult male Gond wore at his belt. The little round door of the message plate opened, silently and mysteriously, like a metal eye. Celrys reached inside and removed the message sheet, and the round door closed. Celrys opened the scroll and studied it for a moment. Then his deep voice boomed out into the tense silence.
Class 3196 of the first grade. The names of the two selected candidates are male Abu Gond.
A murmur arose from the crowd. Abu, a slender, serious-faced young man, looked down, modestly accepting the congratulations of his friends. The low murmurings died away as Celrys spoke again.
The second name is female Varna Gond.
All eyes turned to Varna, a slender, fair-haired young girl. Somehow her outstanding beauty made it hard to believe that she was among the most gifted of her generation of students. Varna looked delighted, astonished, and a little apprehensive, all at the same time. But Thara, the tall, handsome young man standing beside her, looked both horrified and afraid.
No, he murmured. No!
Celrys spoke again.
Abu Gond and Varna Gond, alone of your fellows, you have been chosen to receive the highest honour that can befall a Gond. Soon you'll be companions of the Crotons. If you will now step forward, you will be invested in your robes of honour.
Celrys turned to a dark, smooth-featured man at his side.
Elec.
Elec stepped forward, a silver cloak over his arm. He nodded towards Abu, who came out of the ranks of the Gons and stood before him. With ceremonious care, Elec draped the silver cloak about Abu's shoulders. He took a crescent-shaped silver pendant and hung it about Abu's neck. While this was going on, Thara and Varna were arguing in low voices. It would be Varna's turn next for the investiture. She attempted to move away, but Thara was gripping her wrist. She struggled to free herself.
"Please, Thara, you can't go,"
whispered Thara fiercely.
"I won't let you." "I must. Look, Varna, we can run away. There's still time. You know that's not possible. We must obey the Crotons."
"Why?"
demanded Thara fiercely.
"Why must we obey?"
A big hand clamped down on Thara's shoulder, and his father's voice said,
"Because that is the law of the Crotons."
They turned. Celrys was looming over them. Thara was about to speak, but Celrys shook his head sternly, indicating the silver wall. There by the ramp.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?